Last week we learned Simishin Samachtes. We started the halachas of Tumas Kayanim. And there was one remaining topic that I had mentioned I wanted to cover before going on to Shinayin. And that's the fascinating topic of reattaching, Layalaino, reattaching an Aver that became disconnected, that became severed from a living Kayan. Layalaino, a Kayan loses a finger. We mentioned that an Aver is Mitame. An Aver of a Menachai is Mitame. It's in the second line here of Shin Samach Tes. V'loyla Aver Menachai Shem B'kidel Ala Sarucha, that wouldn't heal. The question is whether you can reattach such an Aver to a Kayin. There are a number of tshuvas on the topic. I'm aware of three tshuvas on the topic. What is the Tzitz Eliezer? The Tzitz Eliezer has a opinion that's a tremendous chiddush, kedarka b'kodesh. He says that losing an Aver is the equivalent of pikuach nefashos. Losing an Aver is equal to pikuach nefashos. Where do you get that from?
Any
Aver. See, Shabbos Dalach is not that way. That's a pella on him. But 1 minute. But he says, well, losing a head is equal to pikuach nefashos, obviously. Talking about losing a finger. The shach in Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, it talks there about giving a life to save another Jew. A person not obligated to give his life to save the life of another Jew. The shach says, in the brief, it's a 5-6 words in the shach, it says, what about an aver? What about giving up an aver to save the life of another Jew? So he says, you're not obligated, you don't have to give up an aver to save the life of another Jew. That's what the shach says. There's a tshuva saradvaz about some dictator who had sentenced a Jew to death, and the Yidden came to beg mercy, and this caliph said, if you let me cut off your ear, I won't kill the Jew. So he asked the Radvaz, if you have to give up an ear to save a Jew. So the Radvaz says the following. He says, first of all, cutting off an ear is probably sakaras nefashos. Certainly in the 1500s, cutting over there is probably sakaras nefashos because a person can bleed to death. But even if it's not, he says you're not obligated to give up an aver. But if you do, so kadosh yaimalai. It's an extraordinary thing to do. He says if you put yourself in sakana, you're a chassid shaita. You shouldn't do it. But if it's no sakana, just giving up an aver to save a Jew, you're not obligated, and the shach paskins that way. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, we see that for sakaras nefashos, that the losing an aver is the equivalent of sakana. So too, a kai can be ever alive to reattach the aver. No, they're reattaching it now, so you're getting the aver back. He says that's the same thing. So he says that. That's what he's saying. That's it. So yes, the way I understand it, you can look it up. The problem with that is that the way we learned the shach back in Kuftan Zayin, that's not pshat in the shach. What does it mean? An aver is sakaras nefashos. Sakaras nefashos is sakaras nefashos, and an aver is an aver. The way we understood the shach was, why do you have to save someone's life? Because the Torah says leisamid al dabriyecha. The Torah is a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh to save someone's life. Any mitzvah b'kum v'aseh, you only have to spend ad chaymish m'nechasov. You only have to spend a fifth of your nechasim. That's the halacha. For a mitzvah that's b'kum v'aseh, you only have to spend chaymish m'nechasov. Since most people would pay a chaymish m'nechasov to save their ears or any aver, so therefore you don't have to give up chaymish m'nechasov to save someone's life. That doesn't mean that chaymish m'nechasov is the equivalent of pikuach nefashos. It's absurd. It's not. It's just a halacha in the Torah that every kumva say mitzvah, if a lulav costs you more than a fifth of your nechassim, you have to buy a lulav. L'sabadam edabariach is a lav, but it's a lav that you makayim b'kumva say. In Kuftan Zayin, the Pisrei Tshuva brings in the Chavis Yoyer, that any mitzvah b'kumva say you don't have to spend more than a chaybish b'lachasa. And that's why we understood the shach. So the Tzitz Eliezer's line that Aver is the equivalent of Pruach Nefashis has no source in that shach. You don't have to spend more than a chaybish b'lachasa to save someone's life.
What about giving a kidney?
What?
What about today giving a kidney? It's not
giving a kidney is not because of fascists.
Right.
Because people can live on, most people, there are people that are different. Most people can live on dialysis. It's not much of a life. It's a very difficult life. And it's good to give a kidney, but no one's obligated.
Rabbi Miller tells the person, why does a person have two kidneys? So he can give one away to save his life.
Okay. Mask. What? What about it? No, it's not matame. The truth is not matame. Yes? The shach, that's what I'm telling you, pshat in the shach. Pshat in the shach is you don't have to give up a neighbor because there's more than chayv yishul chasa. That's right. Answer me. You don't have to give more chayv yishul chasa to save someone's life.
So what's the name of the
guy? We'll get to the dinim of a guy which I mentioned. I'm guessing that it's the same. I assume so, because Benigia, not Bayal. Bayal, the guy's not Matame, but Benigia.
If he's touching it for the purpose of it, so to speak, coming back to life, coming back to you. So at the time he's touching it, it's Tame, but with a chance for it to come
out of his body. Let me go with the order of the Tshuvas. Tzitz Eliezer says this, Ad Kan Tshuva number one. Right. So a soldier's allowed to go to war because all dine melchama are taken into account because of fashas. Not only dine melchama. Someone will ask, does the mitzvah say to give skila to somebody? The person getting skila, it's not one of the mitzvahs yaharg val yahavar to get skila. Why shouldn't he run away? He should run away. He's supposed to get skila. He should mechuyev to run away if he can. Because he doesn't have to be able to give his life for a mitzvah. Teretz says, it's ridiculous. The mitzvah of skila is chiyuv to get skila. So, what do you mean it's not yahareg val yavar? The mitzvah is yahareg. Things that are, by definition, hariga are hariga. What? No. I mentioned last week, only in Eva Shiesh by Etzem, there are 24 Evarim that are mitame. Only a Eva Shiesh by Etzem. The Gemara says a kidney is not a is not an Eva. It's possible in a mace. It's not Eva. Now, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Let me go on. Okay. Digris Maisha has a tshuva on the topic. So Maisha has the first chelik of Yeridaya, a tshuva Reish Lamed. It's a fascinating tshuva for many angles. The bottom line is, I call it a genius of Rav Moshe, the way he's matir. He says the following: we have a rule that the Issa Tumma is only in a non-base astarim. In other words, you're not allowed to touch Tumma with your fingers, with your nose, with your head, with your feet. If someone swallows a ring that's Tamei, so even though the ring is in his stomach, he touched the ring to swallow it, let's say, but as soon as he's tar. Either ring is still in his stomach, it's touching his stomach. It doesn't matter. A base hastarim is not, a base hastarim means a hidden part of the body, is not an area that's makabel tumma. It's only negia in an exposed place. Unless there's someone stuffed in his mouth. Even if he touched it and he went to mikveh, he became tar subsequently. Why is it the mikveh mitar of the ring? I don't know, but I think it says it's not. I'm not sure the reason, but I think it's not. I'm not sure why. No, the water is mitar a base astarim. If you have a machine that has an inner part that's tamei, when you tovel it, it becomes tar. But the ring, maybe, I'm not sure why, but I think it says
it.
If it doesn't belong there, it could be there. Now, Zuckerbaisha, when you reattach a finger, so look at the reattached finger. The parts that are exposed to the air are not touching the stub of his finger. What's touching the stub of his finger? Only part of the detached finger, which is now a base of starring. In other words, when a surgeon takes the severed finger and attaches it to the stub of the finger, the place it's touching is only a base of starring. Because manasha, whatever is exposed is not touching. Whatever is touching is not exposed. The Zakramesha, the surgeon is allowed to touch it.
No, he's touching it to the part. It's not
so what does he touch? Well, he doesn't touch the outside, he touches the part and he stitches it. You're saying his surgery is necessary? I don't know, I'm not a surgeon. What? The Kayan is the one who attached, is not allowed to touch it. The surgeon is Yisrael. Oh, what's it's on him, you mean? Okay, one second. So he's talking about the actual surgery, reattaching it. Reattaching it, Ramesha says, is mutter because it's a beis hastarim. Ramesha in the tshuva, without explanation, assumes that once it's reattached, it's already part of the body and not metame. He doesn't explain it. However, I often mention the connection to this Ramesha, a piece of the Argadal Yoh, I think Aparshas Parah, if I'm not mistaken. The Argadal Yoh says the biggest metaher is chayim. Chayim is the biggest mitar. He brings from a Gemara Nida that when the Mesim wake up at Chias HaMesim, they don't have to go to Mikveh. Aye, they were just dead. Shnidei for Para. That Chius is the biggest mitar. He brings a halachic source, like we saw mentioned before, that if you take a seed, you have a tamei fruit, you take the seed and plant it, what grows is tar. So Rav Shor explains, because Chius is a mitar. Coming alive is a metayer. He says the aside of all tumah is misa. You have to explain each one, but the aside of each tumah is misa, and therefore chius is the biggest metayer. And with that, he explains that the mesim sheikh Elisha, and Bechaya mesim, they walked around to the sheikh of Kayim's hand. They'll be metami him. They're dead. He says no. Coming alive is the biggest mitar. It's all based on a Gemara Nida, Daf Ayin, I believe. When one of the Tanoim traveled to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, the Gemara says they asked him 12 questions, and Shloisha Shel Derech Eretz, Shloisha Shel Chochma, to Shloisha Shel Shtus, Shel Buris, whatever the Lashon Gemara, and two of the three silly Shilas, one was, Batchias HaMesim, how are the Mesim going to become Tar? And the other one was Ben Hashanamis Ma'usha Yitani. Then when the Ben Hashanamis got up, so why is it a silly Shaila? Sounds like a good Shaila to me. So he says, because Chiyus is the biggest Matar, and it would seem that once the finger is reattached, that Shalom Yisrael, that once it's alive again, it's not Matame. Though Shaila was about reattaching it in the first place.
Until the surgery takes,
yes, how that works. Sometimes the surgery doesn't take, it's reattached, it doesn't take. So I'm not sure how that
part works.
What? Which shach? The shach is talking about Pekos Nefashis. So Ramesh is not talking about Tumas Kayanis. So Ramesh disagrees with that. Yeah, he doesn't even mention that at all. Tzitzeliezer mentions that. Ramesh says it's not so. No, I don't think so. It's a long tshuva, but I don't think he mentions it. Now, interesting, Rav Moshe Teich Devarov mentions the following. I think there's a famous psak, I spoke about it here in Sukkis, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman, this story everyone was talking about in the 70s when it was supposedly said, it's printed, it may be printed in the Mecha Shlomo as well, it was originally printed as Sefer HaSukkah, and they have tshuvas from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman there says that once someone falls asleep in the sukkah, you're allowed to pull him out, you're allowed to cover the sukkah. Once he's sleeping, he's a shaita. He has no awareness. He's a shaita, he's part of the mitzvahs. So the story, the way it said, is there was a yeshiva with a sukkah that was too small for everyone to sleep in it. So he said, take shifts, everyone go to sleep. They'd pull him in, and everyone else would go to sleep. So people ask, if you pull them in, they'll wake up. I said, you don't know how yeshiva guys sleep. You can pull them in and go to sleep again. So when you're sleeping, you put them in amitzvahs. So Ramesha writes that L'chaira, we could be matir. When do they attach it to the kayyim when he's asleep? They put him asleep for the surgery. So once he's asleep for the surgery, the shayel said, he's put them in amitzvahs. Now we can attach the eivah to him. So Ramesha dismisses it. He says, not true when you're sleeping, you put them in amitzvahs. Where do you get that from? What? You're not part of a mitzvah, so you're allowed to cover him with a shot in his baghead. It's a lois say. You're allowed to cover him with a shot in his cover. What? Avshav Zalman apparently holds you are. Ramosha says that. What's the essay of Shatnez? Oh, maybe it means you're part of a essay, so not lois say. The way it's printed, he said you have a din shait, then you're part of a mitzvah. If that's true, so then it should seem to apply to everything. Okay. Oh, so when I learned it, I said that would explain the patron by sleeping. The Yerushalmi says it's a chiyuv. Bavli seems to be your partner. It's connected to that topic. Anyway, that's tshuva number two.
An instrument to make something tahor could be ruach, not just mayim. At Tchias HaMeisim, what's going to happen? People are just going to have like a renewal of Vayipach HaLav Ruach Haim, like Adam Harishon was born. So Mayim, we know, is entire like a mikvah. So also Ruach can be.
What's the basis for that? Maybe Adama is Matar, maybe Ash is Matar.
Adam was not alive before Hashem blew air.
So what does that do with Hilchus Tumah?
It's going to be in the Ar-Yurach.
You're not saying a halachic idea, you're saying a concept. The concept is Taka, what he says, that Chaim is Matar.
Would this ring in the guy's stomach be Matar for oil if it was a maid?
No. Well, it's a Mishnah. It talks about a dog. If a dog swallows bust of the veil when he's alive, it's not Matar. As soon as he dies, it is
Matar. Dead body, if the ring would touch
the
dead body.
No, Bussam Rameis. It says the dog swallows Bussam Rameis. When he's alive, it's not the time when he dies. What? And it's still attached. You see, I'm not sure how halacha looks at that. When there's an aver base that's still attached to the body, I'm not sure how halacha looks at it. I have a feeling that halacha doesn't look at it as an aver min hachai, but I can't prove it. No, the question is, and if a kai could shake his hand.
Can you shake his hand? Oh, I'm saying
it's being a kai. No, there are. Somebody has gangrene, Loyalein, who he has an aver mace. He has to go in for surgery and have it removed. You mean a transplant? A heart, you mean? You mean to reattach? Well, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I saw it to Eliezer Nishmas Avraham here. I can't say more than what I quote from there. It's Eliezer. I don't have it home. So I saw it in Nishmas Avraham, and if you want to know how far he goes, I don't know. They transplant hands. He might hold that's like Bukhar Nefashis, being able to have an Aver. You have to look. I can't tell you what he says unless you look at it. B'negia Goyiz Metame. It's only Ba'ayel that's a Machlaikis. We'll learn about it later. It's only Ba'ayel. Tshuva number three. You shouldn't handle the sever, right? Third tshuva is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, to get quoted in Ishva Savram, has a refreshing way to look at it. Shlomo Zalman says like this. He says, yes, I said, I'm not sure. You have to look into Eliezer. I don't know. Quit Rabbi, it's just the same thing. It's a Beis HaStarim. Quit Eliezer. I'm not sure. Shlomo Zalman has a very fresh way of looking at it. He says like this. He says, if a person loses a finger, lo yaleinu, it's a sakana right now. Forgetting about the finger for a minute. He's bleeding profusely and he's got to go to the hospital and have it stitched up, or else he's gonna die. He's going to bleed to death. So Shlomo Zalman says, there's a klal, when someone is b'kuach nefashis, you're allowed to heal him. You can heal him the right way. You don't have to take a shortcut in the way you heal him. Right now he's in sakana. He's going to bleed to death. So you have to close it up. So two ways to close it up. You could close it up by stitching the stub, or you could close it up by restitching the finger. He says once he's in a sakana and he needs surgery for the sakana, you can do the surgery the right way. We don't find that you try to cut corners in a surgery because of cheshbon. On Shabbos, if someone's in a sakana, you do surgery to save him. You don't say, well, it's Shabbos, let's cut a little less. Cut a little, there's no such thing. You do it the normal way to save his life. So Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. What? Then this heter doesn't apply. This heter is only where it is a sakana. Yeah. Perhaps. What he says, you're allowed to, once it's a sakana, you can do it the normal way. There's no obligation to do it in a non-normal way. That's what he says. Alright, so this is the end of Shin Samach Tes, and we begin Simit Shin Ayin. Amihu Hachashiv Kemeis. Avapisha Idenu Chai. Very interesting title. Who's considered dead even though he's alive? Amoretz. Right, almost. Who's considered dead even though he's alive? This does not mean Alts Musser. This means Alts Mitzad technicalities. I think it's a Mishnah Olis. The Mishnah says, if someone's head is cut off, he's dead even if he's still walking around. There's a Gemara Chulin that talks about an animal. It says if you have an animal, if the shechita, and it's still walking around or jumping around, and you remove the lungs, it happens to be a specific shayla, you remove meat from it during Pirchus, so even though it looks alive, it should be Evim and Achai. So, actually, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says that shechita is metahir, it doesn't say he's dead. So shechit is metayer, that's the lashon. Actually, cutting shtei simanim does not make him a meis. The Gemara says for a ben Yisrael it would be mutter, and for a ben Naich it would be asa. Gemara says after shechita, a yid is allowed to eat the meat. But as long as the animal is jumping around, the Gemara actually says it's considered alive by nishchatu shtei simanim. And if you cut off meat while it's jumping around, for a guy it's evim and achai, he's not allowed to eat it. For a yid, it's nishchit, it's mutter. The Gemara says, mikamidi. That's mutter for a yid and also for a guy. So because of mikamidi, we'll matter it for a guy as well. So the Gemara says. Anyway, let's learn what it says here about being dead or alive. So the machaber gives some rules. Misha nishpura mafraktai v'roi basar ima. If someone, lo'yalein, or somebody's neck was broken, and most of the flesh around it with it, as is most of the neck. V'chei misha nikra mi gabay, somebody whose back, I think it means his back, was ripped open. Afilo adenu chai, chashiv kemeis. Shach says, mi gabay lafuke milafano. Dog, misha nikra mi gabay kedog. I'm just reading the words. Somebody was cut from the back like a fish, so I don't know which fish get cut from the back. I guess they want to pull out the spine, which is the bones. They want to fillet the fish, so they would remove it. In the Nishma Savram, he's not sure. He says Nishma Mefrakte today, Elay Aleinu, are the paraplegics who have severed spinal cord. But maybe because Rei Basar Ima, maybe because it's not just Nishma Faraktai, but it's also Rai Basarima. So he's considered to be a mace, a metame. Avo Geises. Now, Geises is really the main topic here. A Geises is somebody who is in his, what they call death throes, the throes of death, he's certainly going to die within 72 hours, is called a geises. Today, because of modern machinery, it's sometimes very hard to define a geises, but there are times where you can see on the machinery that his blood pressure is just going down, there's nothing to do for him anymore. And he's not going to live 72 hours. Let me switch to Mechaber. Umisha nishchatu by beis simanim, as I mentioned before, if both simanim are shechted, a ptsua ptsua harbe, has many injuries, and a metamin, ad shetesei nafsham, they're not dead. Cutting two simanim is not dead, ad shetesei nafsham. Umakol bakai. Now listen to this carefully. Osur likaneis, labayish yesh begaisis. The Mechaber shita is, a kai is not allowed to go into a place where there is a geises, which may include many ICUs, a place where somebody is alive but is dying and won't live for 72 hours. V'yesh matirin. This is not a gzeira. I would say it's a gzeira. He may die any minute. No. The Shach Gimel says, Asili Karnes, Pirish, is a Gemara. Ava pishatume einkan, chilul yeshkan. The Gemara says that by a kayin is not allowed to be mechalel his kuhuna. And the Gemara says this expression, it's Nazir Dafim Gimel Amid Aleph, as the Grotzei Chansu, that going into a place of a geises is chilul for a kayin. Why does the Rama argue? It's a simple machlaikis on the names in the Gemara. If it's a machlaikis Rav and Abaya, and then the halach is like Rava, or not, and then the halach is that it's mutter. So it's a machlaikis. So chilul means violating his kahuna. How you define chilul, I don't know, because I'll define chilul as going into an ayla geises, going into a place with the geises. Reb Geisen will die, but they're not dead now. Everybody does. Reb Geisen, he's not a geises now. Not a tami now. You don't have to go to mikveh or go to paraduma if you're in a room with a geises. They're going to die soon. So why can't a kohen be there when he's not yet dead? As long as he leaves before he dies. So that's an issa of chilul. Now, even though Rama says yesh matirin, it says tayv lahachmir. I'm sorry, Ma.
Talk about an oni, like Yaakov and Eliphaz.
So he wants oni chashu kemes to be metama ba'il. Sorry, don't look that way. Now you're right, in the Derech HaBashave, where is it? It happens to be that it's not discussed here, although it should be. He's talking about the question, the Gemara in Yuma, about what defines death? Is death defined by cessation of breathing or by the end of heartbeat?
Why is the geiser different than the first case?
Excuse me?
First case,
there's a geiser, and Nishmer Befraktai, is Nishmer Befraktai is dead. The movement that we see is post death movement of the body. A geiser is still alive. I don't think so. I don't think his brain is connected to his. I don't know what Nikra Begabe. I don't know the man. Look, Dr. Abraham says that he doesn't understand the medical definition of Nikra Begabe. I certainly don't. Nishma Befrakta, the brain has no connection to any of his organs. Somebody who has a.
We're talking about the inside being exposed versus
the
other case.
Nishkata Shtei
Simanim.
Okay. Nishkata Shtei Simanim, two Simanim are exposed, but the spinal cord is still.
What?
That's what I'm saying. But Geisis Deraisa. It says, Befeirish there in Rashi and Taisvis, I'm in Gimelamed Aleph, that the Oisrim hold it to Deraisa. It's included in Loisachalalu. And it's their rights. It's not a gezeira as we might think. It's a lesachal. That's what the shach means in Gimel. Vishtomein kan chilul yesh kan.
Now, he can breathe. Why that?
If a person can't breathe, he can hold his breath. Without breathing, he's still alive for a short period of time. The Achrayim aren't arguing here. The Ramon the Mechaber, there's no Shach's opinion here. The Mechaber says Aser, and the Ramah says Yesh Matirin. They're arguing the Machlokes Rishayim. The Machlokes is there, and the Girsa and the Gemara, which is Machlokes Rishayim, there in the Gemara. Tosis really brings both your sides. Wounded. Whatever it means. It means very wounded. As gory as you could think, that's all included. I think I mentioned to you once that if the shechita, when you shech the animal, if you watch a shechita and you wait about 3 or 4 seconds, there's a tremendous gush of blood. That tremendous gush of blood comes because when the lungs, anytime somebody's lungs don't have enough oxygen, the lungs send a message to the brain to provide more blood. Blood is the source of oxygen. So when you, not the lungs, send, the body sends a message to the brain, we're not getting oxygen. So more blood comes. So when the air pipe is severed from the lungs, there's not enough oxygen in the blood. The brain, it's a cow, not smart enough to know he's dead. He thinks he's alive. So the brain commands the body to pump more blood. And that's the source of the expulsion of blood, which comes right afterwards, which halacha recognizes as helping get blood out of the body. It's a positive thing in that it rids a lot of the blood from the body of the animal.
That's what the cook now, is supposed to catch that squirt.
Could be. You know, the Gemara says that he catches the damsha and nefesh yaitu.
Is that what you're talking about?
Could be. I mean, it's hard to understand.
The reason why it's not allowed to go into a ring of the gosis, when you have tipul with a gosis,
What does that have to do with a kayin?
Does
that have to do with a kayin? Nobody's allowed to be mamahir. By a geisis, you're not allowed, you're not supposed to patch with a maya geisis because you can kill it. No, it's a kayin. This whole thing is not about kayin. We're not talking about touching him, we're talking about going in the same room. What? So we're going to learn about the Shiva Krayim. You're right. With the Shiva Krayim is a discussion that we'll have. Now, a couple of issues here. First of all, just as a matter of interest, Ramesha, in the Igros Ramesha, Chelik Beis Kufayin Dalid, I think it's a tshuva on Yerodeya Beis, going, that's a tshuva about transplants. Tech Devarov, he mentions that if the head is detached, we say he's dead. Nishberma Frakta is dead. Let's say science would find a way to reattach it. If there was this refractive Rav Basarima, science would be able to reattach it and give the person, make him alive again. So Rav Moshe writes that there would be no chiyuv to do so. He says the mitzvah is v'rapa yirape. There's no mitzvah to be mechayim esim. That's what Rav Moshe writes. There's no mitzvah to be mechayim esim. And one second. And it's a nice thing to do, but you're not mechuyev to. Presumably, you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos for it. And that's Ramesha Shita. So Ramesha is the kashrim Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu is a kayin. How is Eliyahu allowed to be mitame? Tosis is the kasha. Tosis is how could Eliyahu be mitame? He's going to room of a mace. So we look pekuach nefashis. Tosis says Yeshlaim Mishum pekuach nefashis, but it doesn't make sense like Ramesha. Pekuach nefashis, he's already dead.
Yeah.
So Ramesha says, Mishum pekuach nefesh de'im. The mother was in sakana, she was so distressed, she was in sakana, so Eliyahu went in. It's such a satisfying teretz, I don't know, but that's what he writes there in the Ramesha in that tshuva. And Rav Shlomo Zalman takes issue with Ramesha, and he holds that if you could be Mechayim Esim, you'd be obligated to. He says, we can't be Mechayim Esim. If they would find a way to reattach a head and make him alive, we would say he didn't die yet. We would define death as an irreversible detachment of the head. Just like if you hold your breath, you're not dead. You need an irreversible cessation of breath. Or if the heartbeat stops, a CPR, it's not Tchias HaMesim. You know, this CPR, he's not, like he died already, his wife is an Amana, and now he's a new person. No such luck. The death is a irreversible cessation of breathing or of heartbeat, and only then is a person have a din. He couldn't be Mechayim Esim. He only had a license for one. He used it here. He couldn't do it to everybody. Yes.
Yes.
I know people who dreamt it when they were alive, and they saw the light at the end of the timeline. What? Shem Zalman says that if you can reattach it, you're mechayev to. Because he says Tchias HaMesim is not shayach. Gemara says the key to Tchias HaMesim God has. He gave it once to Leo, but the key to Tchias HaMesim God has. And we can't be mechayev Mesim. If we could reattach the head and make him alive, then obviously it's not Tchias HaMesim. I don't know.
But he can't do it on Shabbos.
What? Yes. Yes. Yes, nobody holds. Even the even Mishloh Bava says Eishes Eliyahu Muteres, that sorry, even if you hold that that the people who died and came alive, their wives are muted, Mishloh Bava says. But it doesn't apply to someone who has CPR. No one says they need a new kedushin. Because the only a person's only dead if he has an irreversible cessation of heartbeat or breathing. Ramai Shirai is at the beginning of the tshuva, Kofayin Dal. There may be so, I don't know, Pascal Lachas from that, but by Tchias HaMesim, there's a tshuva in the Ben Ishchai. He says, by Tchias HaMesim, all relatives are ice relatives. Interesting. He says, except a wife, which is Chad Gufa, and a child, which is Barak Aradavua. He says, all the other relatives don't you have to remarry your wife because she's now mona. Once he went up, he's a Kohen Gadol. What's he going to do with his wife? He can remarry her, but it's Tchias HaMesim. I assume it goes both ways. I assume Barak Aradavua goes both ways.
And your child is related to him, but he's not related to you. So
don't
go to your grandchild.
Eliyahu Paskin, all these shilas. You're very worried about his grandchildren. I don't know. What? Clinical death in America changes. They keep on redefining it. Right? Clinical death didn't work for transplants, so they had the Harvard criteria they had in the early 70s or late 60s. Well, according to the definition of clinical death, up until about 1970, when you did a heart transplant, you're killing someone. So we have the Torah. We can't just have a meeting and change the definition of death. But law, secular law, they had what they call the Harvard criteria. They had a big meeting in Harvard, and they decided to define death. Now, they didn't say, let's make a moral decision, what's death? They said, we hold that transplants are morally right, which I could see if someone doesn't have a Torah, transplants are morally right. Therefore, we must redefine death in a way that will allow transplants. So they define death as... in a way that allows the death, even though there's what they call brainstem activity, which still takes place. Until then, it wasn't that way. Clinical death is a very arbitrary thing that's decided by governments, and every country can have a different definition of clinical death. Halacha has one definition of death. Now, Sam mentioned that part of the tumult in halacha about whether transplants today would be permitted has to do with the halachic definition of death. And Rav Moshe writes that any time there's any activity in the body at all, that's what he writes in the tshuva, any activity in the body at all, the person's not dead. Whether it's breathing or heartbeat or even brainstem activity. Rav Moshe doesn't mention the brainstem in the tshuva. But he says any time there's any activity in the body, and that's, I think, the majority opinion of the Paiskin. What? The Padre Rav Moshe, it's awesome. I think everyone except for Rabbi, except for son-in-law, Moshe Tendler has an opinion which seems at variance with the past, with the printed tshuva. It seems to argue with the printed tshuva. Who says? Which place? Who gave or took? Took, take, you can take. If you don't take, someone else will take. Yeah. How? Because Puch Nefashis. No, Ramesh says, ask the mother. he learns that any time he can be mechayy somebody, it works. I understand. I'm not sure. I said that we're saying anytime it's reversible, it's not dead. There was done alpineis. It seems that Rosh Hashanah Zama Takolz that Tchias Amesim is mutter. Push Pshat and Taisa Tchias Amesim is mutter. Perhaps. But it's interesting. There's a Meiri. The Meiri says that there's a difference between Eliyahu and Elisha. By Eliyahu, it doesn't say the Beferish that the child died. It says Vayisalaf, I think it says. So the Meiri says that by Eliyahu, the child was not dead. The mother thought he was dead. By Elisha, the child was dead. He brings a nice raya. In Yena Gemara, in Nida Dafayim, when they asked him if they didn't ask which was the Shunamis was Eliyahu, and Ben Atzarfis was Elisha. So the Gemara says Ben Atzarfis, the other way around. Ben Shunamis was Elisha, Ben Atzarfis was there. Gemara says, Ben Shunamis, how is he going to become Tar? Doesn't ask from Eliyahu, which was first, it asks from Elisha, which was second. So the Miri brings a raya that by Eliyahu, the baby wasn't dead. It's not like Tysus. Eliyahu, the baby wasn't dead. He was via Salaf. By Elisha, the baby was dead. The child was dead. Not the baby, the child. So traveled, right. But so it doesn't fit with the Gemara. It doesn't fit with the Gemara with the Mafteach. It doesn't fit with the Gemara, the Pishnayim, that he was Machaya 1, he's Machaya 2. So Gemara Sanhedrin. So it doesn't fit with the Teresh of Alpeh, but I guess it fits with Teresh of Iksav. Yes. Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara says the Chosim, so Chayav Lekoshke. The Gemara says Hashavas Aveda. What? Okay, let's Oshach Dalid. Geisis, this is all interesting, but Geisis is more Lamaisa. So we're going to learn between the Shach and the Pesachei Tshuva, the halachis of a Kayin going to visit a Geisis. And again, a Geisis is hard to define, but someone who can't, B'derech HaTeva, live 72 hours because of his injuries, such a person we would define as a Geisis, and we would say that a Kayin, like the Mechaber is not allowed to go in, like the Ramad is Yesh Matir, and Toiv Lahachmer. So to Shach, even though Toiv Lahachmer, Habakosav, the Medina Tzarch Lizayr, Vein Kamokim Lissaik Vakula Ayin Sham, the Bas says to be Machmir, Miu Nira, the Tzarch Lahakitsoi Ulahagidloi Kshesh Geisis. If a Kayin is sleeping in a house, and there's somebody, a sick person in the other room, who now becomes critical, he turns into a Geisis. Kamoshit Tzarch Lahakitsoi Kshesh Meis, Lakamon Shinayim Meis. We'll learn later. If there's a mace, you have to wake up the Kayin and tell him to take care of it. But by a geisis, you don't have to. V'chein amigidulai. Also, if they already told the Kayin, v'orim, and he's naked, even though there's a mace, there's a chokhma, he's got to just jump out the window, whatever he's wearing or not wearing. But by a geisis, it could be mekel. Karva davalay mishen tzarch lotzis klal miabayis yesh begaisis talking mash v'lishna lishna the osli kones labayis yesh amgaisis mash v'dafkuli kones aser elosh nochal lahachmi v'lotzis nevi amarlech ashapais k'mash v'dein chilek but to be simach on the mekilin by kavod abrius to get dressed or even not kavod abrius just not to wake him so the shach apparently holds this way. That miu nira, it's a shach chiddush, that you don't have to wake him and you don't have to chase him out. So shach is being mechalek between the din of a geisis and the din of a meis. That's the shach's hashor, I guess, to be mechalek. Let's look at the pischei tshuva. So we're going to talk and get to those details. Okay. It should be a raya. Why do you have to wake him? He's patur min hamitzvah. He's sleeping. It's also you see a kash on that chiddush that a sleeping person is. Let's look. What?
see what you're saying.
You have your chatil lo sein asay. If you have a chatil lo sein asay. Okay. All right. Let's look at Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. I'll skip down to the brackets because whatever's before the brackets is included. Shuv, yeah. Here he brings up some cipher. There are two chidushim here. The first is about a doctor who's a kayin going into a geises. Now, of course, if there's no other doctor, there's no shaila. Even if you can make him live one more minute, the geises, a kayin's not allowed to go in because of gzeres hakasuv. But he's alive, if he can keep alive one more minute, so even for a chayisho, a mechal Shabbos. No shayla. The shayla he deals with is if there's another kain available. There are two kainim. Another doctor available, I'm sorry. Another doctor available. Can the kain doctor go in when there's a Yisrael doctor? Now here there's a difference of opinion. Do you look some cipher in the Pesachei Tshuva? I'd like you to see the lumdis in the machlaikis. Let's learn it inside first, and we'll answer that. Shuv Nitvas, Shuv Sam Seifer. Varisi Misiri Shinla Becheskos of Gabke. The Pashit Yosem Mibiusa Bebeya Bekutcha. Da Filu La Poiskim. The Kain Osali Kaneis. La Bayes Hagosis Mikra Adin. Even if you hold that it's even Mikra Adin, not a Chumra, that a Kain is not allowed to go in. Makabaka. Mishum Safik Bikuach Nefashis. Shari. The Yachnis, the Yasaper of Fuwasayim on the Raish, the Sarkla Raife. The Gedela Mizu, the Samsaifer writes even more. A Filaaka Shikli Tinuhu Meis. Even after they decided that this man is dead, Im Ira, Shigisha by Shum Nindad Varifruf. If they see him starting to move around, Yemaira Kayin. The doctor Kayin should hurry up, the Yachush, the Yichlais, the Shum Sex Vekin, the Pekuach the Fashis. He should go in. Even if it's only a svetsvek of Pekuach Nefashis. It's a suffix if he died. If he's alive, can he save him? Can he save him? Still, Omnam. Be'inyan, im yesh roifei acher sheine kayen. If there's another doctor who's not a kayen, if fakfik sham. So the Sefer says, maybe not. The lekam ad desviru lei kol ha-toyra hutra, eitzel Pekuach Nefashis, rak dechuyi, ayin rosh. The Chuyah and Hutra is a separate discussion. So Sefer says the Chuyah. So he's b'fak fake. He says maybe the Kayin shouldn't go in and the Yisrael should go in. So that's some Sefer's opinion. Zog to Pesachei Tshuva. I'd like you to follow the lomdis of Pesachei Tshuva's kasha. Lo yodana b'duah lehiskem ha'odisim in reish chafal of Siv Dalet. The b'vur sham d'zele toli klal ha'butcher of the Chuyah. B'shum d'loi b'kolod. It was like l'res rapes ayin sham. Let me tell you what it says there. And the Machlokes here, the Sefer in the Pesachei Tshuva. In Reish Chaf Aleph Siv Dalet it says, it's a Mishnah you may remember from the Dorim. It says, if a man is a Mudra Hanoah from another man, one person made a neder, he won't be Mahana, or he won't be Makabal Hanoah from someone else. So the Mishnah says, Misrapin by Refuas, Nefashis V'loi Refuas Mamin, I think that's the Lashon Mishnah, that even though he said he won't have Hanoah from him, he's allowed, if he's in danger, he's allowed to save his life with the doctor. So it's pshita, pekuach nefashis, of course it violates the dharam. So even though there's another doctor available, even though he can go to the Yisrael doctor, he made a neder not to have enough on this kayin, he's allowed to go to be misrapi from that kayin, from this doctor who's mudder from him. Again, there are two doctors, one from whom he made a neder and one he didn't. And they're equal distance. He's going to take in front of two doors. One is Dr. Cohen and one is Dr. Levy. So he can go to the Kayin. Why? So the Gemara says, Shaloi mikol odom zeichin lesrapais. You don't, not from everybody do you get a refuah. You have to go to the right doctor. So zok de pisrei tshuva. What's going on to some cipher? Some cipher says, if you have a Kayin doctor and a Yisrael doctor. So the Sefer says, let the Kayin not go in, let the Yisrael go in. What do you mean? When it comes to refuah, like Mikol Adam Zeichin Lis Rapais. That's the kasha of the Pesachei Tshuva. However, 1 minute. Let's pshat in the Gemara. It says you have So you can go to two kinds. One is a mudra no, one's not. You go to the mudra no, loy mikolah adam zechanas rapis. Say for carrot. Say go to the non mudra no, loy mikolah adam zechanas rapis. Means not everybody can help you. You have to go to the right doctor. Who says this is right and that's right? Answer is, if the patient is ready to choose this doctor, so there's something, maybe it's a Iulechazi, Mazlechazi, or he has confidence in the doctor, and that helps. If you're ready to choose a doctor, you choose the doctor you would choose. Someone else may choose the other doctor. You choose the doctor that you feel is an important thing, and to understand that confidence in a doctor is part of the refuah. When you have confidence in a doctor, it's... Shlomo HaMelech says that Ruach Ish Yechalka Machaleu, having confidence in a doctor is a part of it. So that's very good when the fellow chooses this doctor, he wants to go. Gemara is exactly the same expression. It says, Loi mekolodam zeichen lilmoid. A kohen could go to Chutz Laaretz to learn. Either the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Loi mekolodam zeichen lilmoid. What does that mean? It means if he feels this yeshiva is better for him, assuming he's doing it based on learning, not on the menu, so then he can go to that place. So the Pesachuvah's kasha is, Loi mekolodam zeichen lilmoid rabbis. Just like the Mudra Noah could be the doctor, the Kohen could be the doctor. So I would answer with some cipher. So say something about Geisus. This guy's not choosing his doctor. He's Geisusing on the table. Or they declared him dead and he started moving around. Now we have to rush a doctor in. Now when we're rushing a doctor in, why send in a Kohen? Send in a Yisrael. Why would you send in a Kohen? Send in a Yisrael. The Pesachuvah's kasha is only a kasha where a person is choosing a doctor. If he's not choosing, so why are you saying on the Kayin? Loi Mekolodam Zechelas Rapis, send the Kayin. Say Loi Mekolodam Zechelas Rapis, send the Yisrael. Why are you choosing the Kayin over the Yisrael? For what reason? Why? If he's a bigger expert, then you're right, then there's no two doctors. If there are two doctors that each one could go in equally, so by Nidorim, it's Takeh Heter, and here it's not. You're right. If one's an expert and one's not an expert, of course you're both the expert.
Based on network and insurance?
What other criteria are there for choosing a doctor?
If he sees a claim come in, he might feel that
he has
the...
He feels good.
He sees the claim. There's no choice.
He doesn't know there's a choice. So the relatives have the same... it could be in that case. I'm sorry, I might ask him if there's a grounds for it. Maybe. In the beginning of Geshe Chaim Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph, he has the Shaila, and he has prints four tshuvas from four Gedalei Adar. It's a Musar, because the Geshe Chaim was printed when? In 1950s? So he went to four Gedalei Adar, he's one, so he went to three others. So one is Rav Herzog, the Rav Rashi, one is Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim, and the third is Rav Shlomo Zalman, who at that time must have been in his 30s maybe. And he went to him as the three Paiske Yerushalayim to go through. And he has tshuvas, the common threads in them, although... Whatever he has, for example.
The lashon of the Paiske tshuvas is that if they see any activity in the crisis, he should drop everything and run in and see what he can do.
Right.
If he's just closest, and the one is not a guy, it's not nearby. If they go, it'll be...
So that's not some Sefer Shaila. So Sefer, when he's mefak fake, he's talking when they're equal. The Sefer wouldn't be mefak fake. Some Seifa is mefak fake when you could do a Kayin or Yisrael, whether you could do the Kayin. That's a Shaila. You're right. If one is closer, what's the some Seifa wouldn't have Pikpukim. Okay, the Gedarim of Hutra and Dechuya, Ibkoch Defashis, it's a very breite topic. The long and short, Rabbi Chanan writes in Kaivitzaris, definition of Dechuya and Hutra is, if you have another Eitzah, do you have to look for another Eitzah? If something is Hutra, let's say cooking food on Yom Tov, it's Hutra, according to almost everybody. It's Hutra. You don't say, well, why should I cook food? I have food that doesn't need cooking. It's Hutra. You can cook whatever you want for that day. That's Hutra. Dechuya means, if there's an Eitzah available, you have to find an Eitzah. Asay doicha lois asay. If it's Eshel l'kayim shneim, you mechuyev l'kayim shneim. That defines Hutra and Dechuya. Period. Definition of Hutra and Dechuya. Now, how do you decide what's Hutra and Dechuya? So that's already much more complicated. The Rush in Yuma has a shaila. Listen carefully. Everyone's going to jump because there are four sheetahs to be shaila. But there's a shaila. If you have a chayla on Yom Kippur, he needs meat to live. All you have is nevela. Do you feed him nevela, or do you shecht an animal and feed and salt it and check for treifus and feed it to him? I know there are many sheetahs to be shaila. You probably heard many of them. The Marama Rutenberg says, Shecht, because Chil Shabbos Eitzel Malacha is Hutra, and Eitzel Nevela is Dechuya. The Gemara says about Shabbos, presumably Malacha and Yom Kippur the same. It says the Lashon, I'll tell you the Lashon, you can have conscience, but the Gemara says the Lashon Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Vashil Shishra Shabbos is Harbe. The Gemara is a different Lashon by Shabbos than by other Pekuach Nefashis. So the Marama Rutenberg holds Malacha is Hutra, everything else is Dechuya. However, the Rosh brings other Rishonim who deal with the Shaila that don't agree with it. And they hold that there's no difference Shabbos and Nevela. It's either all Hutra or all Dechuya. Which one? There's a Pisnei Tshuva at the beginning of Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Ches is Hilchis Sakana B'Shabbos. The Bir Halacha in the beginning of Shin Chav Ches. The Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, Chakira, Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya. He says it's Dechuya. And he brings four rayas. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Sa'aris quotes his Rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim. He says, Tamani ana Rabbeinu. All four rayas are not from Hilchos Shabbos. They're all from eating on Yom Kippur. They all is four rayas eating. We know eating on Yom Kippur, you have to eat pachas and kashir. It's only Dechuya. We know that, whatever the lamed is. Why is he comparing that to Malacha? He's Matmiya on the Chafetz Chaim, and he shows that he holds his Chutra. Now, Rabbi Chanan is not a Paisik like the Chafetz Chaim, but I have to tell you that Rabbi Vadia Yosef in his Chuvis brings the Chafetz Chaim, brings Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't miss anything, and then brings a host of Paisim to show that Shabbos is indeed Chutra. So it seems most places today, I think, hold it Sotra. Chafetz Chaim says the Chuya. So if it's not hard, you certainly try to take into account the Chafetz Chaim. There's a lot more to this discussion. Where's the Negeya, Hutra or the Chuya? Where's the Negeya? So it's Negeya to a Magid Mishnah, if you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, for non-sakona comfort of a Chayla. In other words, you have a Chayla Sheish by Sakona. Everyone gives a Chayla Sheish by Sakona. Okay, bona fide, solid. He says, I need my bed lowered. Lower my bed a little bit. I'll be Mechal Shabbos to lower his bed. Assuming it's nothing to do with a sakana. So, unless he says, I just have cramps in my leg, raise my bed, lower my bed. Cramps are not going to kill him. Let's say it won't kill him. So the Magid Mishnah holds that you can do anything for the physical comfort of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. You can't go buy him a newspaper because he wants to read the newspaper. But he has to do with physical comfort, you could do it. So Machlaikis brought in the beginning of Shir Chachas, I believe Sif Dalit, between the Magid Mishnah and I think the Chaylik they call the Rashi, Mordechai B'Shem Rashi. This Machlaikis is probably, the way most of us understand, most of the place can understand, this is the Machlaikis of the Sutra Dechuy. Now, it's a broad topic, and I don't mean to cover the whole thing, but this some sefer holds it's the chuya. Some sefer is beferish, like the bir halacha, that for most mitzvahs we consider it to be the chuya, and he doesn't say clearly Shabbos, and I think it's Lashon's most mitzvahs, right? He says, like about Yom Kippur Torah Hutra, rak the chuya he. So I don't know what he means Kippur Torah, but anyway, that's his thing. So therefore, a guy or a shinoi, maybe do a shinoi. We tell people to do it a shinoi. Press the button with your knuckle instead of the. Very negay. It's a lot of women who give birth. They are later. They are cancer patients, heart attack patients, people right after serious surgery. They all have to recuperate. They're all considered sakana. And with Matt here, Lamaisa, the shadows that come up all the time, people ask, the main question they ask about lowering or raising the bed, do I have to call a nurse every time? You call a nurse every time, they're not going to be happy with the religious patient. They're going to go up and down. So we tell them that they could push the button with the knuckle. They should do it with a shinoi, push it with your knuckle, it works just as well. All Hatzalah guys drive with a shinoi. I'm just joking. Of course they don't drive with a shinoi. On the way, Hazoris Hariz Emeshuba. Shaz the way back. On the way there, Hazoris Hariz Emeshuba.